888-808-1019. I love that song. Queen Latifah. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I don't know how to transition from that into what we played talking about here, BT, but Davy Johnson did pass away this week.
Oh, man. Come on.
we're going to talk about that before he's playing.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know,
I guess
the only way to do it is to just do it, right? Yeah, otherwise, we'll just keep dancing around this. I saw the news of Davey's passing. I guess that was fairly early Saturday morning, if that sounds right. I'm trying to think when I saw it in my office before the day started. And, you know, when somebody's in their 80s, I mean, it's less sadness. Not that it's ever pure joy, but it's more an acknowledgement that, wow, time's moving fast. Because it seems like yesterday, you know, my dad is a Mets fan, watching the Mets all the time, Channel 9. But really, even candidly enjoying watching those teams with Daryl and Doc and Lenny and all those studs and Keith. It was a hell of a team. They were nuts. They were fun. They were really good. And at the center, they were great one year. And at the center of it all was this guy who had to deal with a three-ring circus. I mean, between the drugs and the fights and the staying out late and... I don't know if anybody else could have handled that team, the 86 Mets, really the way Davy Johnson did. And a very good baseball player himself, too, as we know. So, sad.
Yeah, I did not know any different. You know, as a young kid, Davy Johnson's the first guy that you kind of idolize as the manager, right? He's the first leader of the team that I cared about. So, I didn't know any better what to compare him to, the weaknesses, the strengths. You'll learn, obviously, a lot the years later. By the way, I did tweet this out, and I would say that I highly recommend. You ever read the book Bats?
No.
It is a must read. It's such a good book.
Bats? Well, it's got to be an acronym for something, right?
It's about Davy Johnson.
Baseball's analytical trending. Is it an acronym?
I'm not sure if it's an acronym or not. I just remember that was the title of it. So I interviewed Davy Johnson years ago in studio, 2018, down when I was in the minors at WOR. And to prep for that interview, somebody either recommended I read Bats or I just found it on my own. And it got into, you know, the how the Mets became what they became eventually, Davy Johnson and the analytical mind back then. So just there was a lot of insight. And then he had a new book he was in to promote, the My Wild Ride in Baseball and Beyond, which is another book. If you're a Davy Johnson fan, I highly recommend reading it. But my point is that at a young age, I didn't know any better. And then you get older and you learn, you see what he dealt with in New York with the team, with all those egos and personalities and the fighting and this and that, letting those guys be themselves, treated them like adults. All right, I don't care really what you do behind, you know, out late at night, going to club, whatever. As long as between the lines you show up and you get the job done, we're going to be fine. And also being that barrier between Frank Cashin or ownership and the players. So obviously RIP to Davy Johnson, one of the best ever to do it, certainly with the New York Mets, and the last manager to deliver the championship.
That's why so important, you know, in New York baseball lore. And let's face it, the Mets were not too far away from having a dynasty like the Yankees had for a minute there. I mean, because if they handled the Dodgers in 1988, and we all know that they were just so much better than that in terms of talent, they were better than that Dodgers team. Like, if they were able to win the championship in 86 like they did, beat the Dodgers and get to the World Series in 88, now you don't know if they're going to win it, but, and you know, and maybe even if 87 is not a championship or a deep, deep run, It takes on a little bit of a deeper level if you knock out two versus the one. But when the one is the last one that you had, it definitely elevates Davy to a spot that is rarefied. So it's just a real great baseball life. As I said, a good player. And I didn't really think this because I thought Davy, and I learned this not when he died, but years ago. But I didn't know this when he was managing. I didn't think he was that reliant on the numbers. I think he was just like a gut guy.
You know, but there were a lot of...
I know.
He was one of the first. Exactly, right. He was one of the first to do that.
And I guess I didn't really look at it that way. But if you look at the way he wrote the lineup, I mean, you had a Tim Tuffle, Wally Backman platoon at second base. You had the Mookie and the Lenny Dykstra situation. You know, lefty. Obviously, Mookie was also a left-hand switch hitter. But, like, you had that dynamic. So, you know, he bought into it. And it just seemed like... I never met Davey. But he just seemed like a good dude. Rest in peace.
He was great. He let me hold his World Series ring. I was like, what?
I saw that.
Dude, he flung it across the table. I'm sitting there in the suit. I was like, oh, what's that? The 86 championship? He's like, yeah, you want it? Takes it off, flings it across the table. I'm like, oh, my God, Davey. Put it on. Now, there was a great story that goes afterwards. So Davey was doing the tour,
yep.
I guess, that day. First stop was OR, or at least...
Didn't you text me this?
Yes, I did text
you.
Go
ahead. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the first stop was OR, or whatever. My first stop seeing him that day was OR. He came in studio, did the interviews. Great. And then I went over to SNY, like I do now, you know, after the radio show. And Davey was there. And apparently he was having some issues getting into the building. Yeah, because it's SNY is at like four World Trade, so it's
This isn't the one when it was still at Rockefeller by Radio City. Okay,
so
new spot.
It's hard to like get if you had a car service getting around there. Yeah. A lot of the roads are closed off or whatever. Yeah. So by the time he got there, one of the producers, this guy Mark Davis, who's no longer at SNY.
I know Mark Davis.
Yeah, great dude. Yeah.
Did he have a goatee for a long?
Yeah,
I remember Mark, yeah.
Great guy and funny. When Davey Johnson first saw him outside, he goes, "Are you?" And I guess he's frustrated from trying to get in the building. He goes, "Are you with SNY?" Davis goes, "Yeah."
He,
goes,
he thinks he's going to be me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, hey, that's me. Bleep you. The bleep. It just goes on a rant because he was frustrated with getting it. It was so great.
Lit him up?
Yeah, I had to text Davis. I was like, I would be remiss if I didn't think of you on this sad day of the passing of Davey Johnson. But I think Davey...
Maybe had a couple of pops along the way, too.
I think, yeah.
That's the old school baseball manager for you.
Exactly right. Are you surprised with that?
No.
By the way, quick note, Brandon Sproat was terrific. Mets 7-for-7 so far in these starts with their rookies. Not win losses.
Fantastic. Now you guys got to start hitting again.
No, I'm just saying,
hit me with the good stats. You lost 2 out of 3 to the Reds. Let's go. You can't hit all of a sudden.
I'm not worried about that. I would be worried about the hitting long term, sure, in the postseason against good pitching. But how about the fact that they go to the minors and call up?
I know.
7 rookie starts, and all 7 have been good. They haven't won all 7.
Even I thought Tongs was the most impressive.
Yeah.
And Sproat was had a no-hitter, as we know, but I thought that Tongs was the most impressive. Because
from the weekend, you're saying.
Yeah, he had every reason where things were like pitch count. I think he had 4 walks where it could have gotten ugly, and he could have been hitting the showers very early. He gave the Mets length, and to me that's a sign of, you know, a pitcher who's a little bit beyond his years here. Yeah, I mean, today is a massive football day, clearly. We have another hour to go, but... I mean, we're 18, 19 games to go for both of these teams. And Aaron Judge has not looked the same in right field, but they're pitching. Schlittler was awful on Friday, but the other components were there. You know, take 2 out of 3 against Toronto. You got some good big games coming up. The Mets pitching is really good from the young pitcher's perspective. Suddenly the bats are quiet. Like, tomorrow we're getting into baseball. It'll be a big baseball day.